Here at the KDNK News Department, we receive a lot of updates from our members of Congress. I read through them so you don't have to. This week, let's take a look at three recent updates from Congressman Tipton. First of all, on Wednesday, May 17th, Tipton's office sent out a press release about water. This is a bit complicated, but here it goes. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers are asking states for input on deregulation of wetlands and small waterways. A couple of years back, the Obama administration set up a new Waters of the U.S. rule under the Clean Water Act, but the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals put the rule on hold, and now the Trump White House wants to revoke the rule entirely. Trump signed an executive order in late February that would basically end Clean Water Act protections for wetlands and any body of water that is not permanent. It sounds like Tipton supports rolling back regulations on protecting wetlands. His statement reads, quote, "We don't want unelected bureaucrats to legislate through rulemaking. It is important for Colorado to have a voice in the debate over how water will be regulated by the federal government. The EPA and Army Corps are planning to reduce the scope of federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act as directed by President Trump." Up next, two grants were announced last week to help achieve the goals set by the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act of 2016, a national effort to address opioid addiction. Congressman Tipton, who supported this legislation, is encouraging eligible Colorado agencies and organizations to apply for funds, and he's even offering to have his office assist in navigating the federal grant process. A grant for treating pregnant and postpartum women will offer $3.3 million in funding. Another grant for community organizations that assist those in recovery will offer $2.6 million. And finally, a new bill known as the Working Families Flexibility Act of 2017 was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives on May 2nd. If it becomes law, the bill will give employees the option of accepting paid time off instead of receiving overtime pay. The arrangement must be a mutual agreement between the employee and the employer and must not be used by the employer as a condition of employment. Congressman Tipton supported the bill, stating that it would help meet the needs of today's workforce. However, opponents of the bill argue that there is no guaranteeing compensation in low-wage workers that will be disproportionately affected, particularly people of color and women. I'm starting to wonder if this internship will offer paid time off, overtime pay, or any kind of pay at all for that matter. WTF, guys! That's it for this week. For KDNK News, I'm Jen Platero.